Okay, this is the audio version of the 9-page letter that we have up to try to save the Team Trump strategy, which is now exactly backwards. Forgive my attitude and my aggressive language, but I only have a few seconds, and I want to prevent Team Trump from making the mistake that the patriotic conservative leaders have made for the last 40 years while we've been losing the country because of secret election counts. This is Jim Conda Jr., by the way. I'm the founder of Watch the Vote USA and put up the open letter to DonaldTrump.com website. First of all, the strategy is exactly the opposite. Now, I appreciate all the good information all the Team Trump is getting out, but I have to be blunt in criticizing what's wrong. So Rudy Giuliani and the other Trump spokesmen do great until they get this question, and this is being made on November 12th, 2020. They do great until they get this question from a reporter. How are you going to prove there's enough illegal votes for Biden to put Trump ahead? In other words, how are you going to prove that there are enough illegal votes for Biden to put Trump ahead in all these states? At that point, what I've seen, Rudy Giuliani and the rest begin to stumble and almost look hopelessly on the defensive. When you're asked a question like that, you have to say, we don't have to prove anything. It's not the job of Trump or the voters to prove anything. It's you, the Board of Elections, that have to prove that the computer results you published are true. The only reason you at the Board of Elections exist is to reflect accurately in your published vote count what the people voted. That's the only reason you exist. So don't be asking us to prove anything. You prove to us where these computer results that you published came from. And then you say, and by the way, the fake news media, NBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, and Fox have been covering up the companies you've been using for 40 years. The three major companies that count 99% of our vote in 96% of our counties on their secret computer programs that all the local boards of election and all the corrupt secretary of states agree and sign a contract that they won't inspect or look at the software that tells the computers what to do on election night. These three companies are counting all of our votes on their secret computer software programs with no effective checks and balances. Now, one of these companies, thankfully, and I really appreciate that Sidney Powell on Maria Bartiromo's Sunday Futures program on Fox on November 8th, on Sunday, November 8th, got out for the first time I ever heard on major media, one of these software mega election vendors, Dominion. First time I've ever heard it prominently, and I've known about these companies for 40 years. There's predecessors. They're all clone companies. They're all the same company with the same rules, and they all are inducing the boards of election to run illegal secret elections by three Supreme Court decisions. So Sidney Powell got out the name of Dominion, which got caught switching 6,000 votes from Trump to Biden. Now, believe me, this was no accident. These are the most evil, corrupt companies in the world, among them. That is Dominion, Hart InterCivic out of Texas, and Election System and Software, ESNS, headquartered in Omaha, Nebraska. Of course, doesn't matter where they're headquartered. They switch every few years. Their name, they're all clone companies. And they're evil. They switch these votes on purpose. There's no accident involved. They switched probably 10 million votes to Hillary, 5 to 10 million votes to Hillary in 2016, and probably 20 million to Biden in their evil computers, their evil computer programs in this election. You don't have to believe me on that, but I'm telling you what happened because I've watched these companies for years. And they don't ever answer any questions because the corrupt news media, their co-conspirators, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and Fox, have covered up they exist for years. reporters have gone to the headquarters of ES&S in Omaha, Nebraska, and they sit there for hours and they tell them they won't talk to them because they know that they're not going to be exposed by the New York Times, CBS, ABC, and the rest of the big media. This is a conspiracy against the American people. It's a little bit of an open conspiracy, but it is a conspiracy. And when the American people find out that for 40 years, these companies, totally in 49 and a half states, totally since 1988, when they find out that these companies have been warping our vote and protected by the crooked TV networks, they'll be ready to hit the roof and throw all these people in jail or out of the country. So that's how you answer it. We don't have to prove anything. You have to prove where you got those computer counts. We want to see all the ballots. We want to see all the computer programs right now. That's how you talk to them, and you discredit the news media forever in front of the American people. Now, the problem is because our conservative leaders have ignored this issue, despite us and other groups trying to get this out to them for 40 years, NRA, Right to Life, Tea Party, Republican Party, who's been in on it, the mainstream Republican Party and Democratic Party, have imposed this illegal system on us. The point is that you have to, since the system hasn't been challenged, the votes disappear. And the minute they disappear, the whole chain of evidence is broken in any courtroom. So we've put up with them taking our votes from the people before any votes are counted. They take the ballots from the people before any votes are counted and then run them through one of the systems, which is probably the same system of these companies, Dominion, ES&S, and Hart. Even if you think I'm being too hard on them, you know you don't know anything about those programs. You don't know who programmed those computers. And why has nobody asked? So I'm not trying to insult those people who this is aimed at. I'm trying to make you realize we got to get a backbone as a conservative patriotic movement, and we got to get a brain. The number one in elections is you don't let the enemy, your adversaries, take the votes in the back room and count them in secret. That's what's been happening in 49 and a half states in November elections since 1988. Am I in the Twilight Zone? Are me and my few associates the only people that have an IQ above zero? Now, I know that all of you have very high IQs, higher than me probably, but maybe way higher than me. But why has nobody asked these questions while we've been asking them for 40 years? If we don't ask them now, if we don't put the spotlight on Dominion, on Hart, and on ES&S all right now and challenge them all, and ask them why they've been in a conspiracy to induce 3,000 of our 3,141 counties to count the votes in secret, which is illegal according to three Supreme Court decisions, and that's in our 9-page letter, then we will lose the country. And we will have, like, the Biden fronting for the Democrat and the communist-promoting billionaire bankers behind the Fed take over the country, and our children and grandchildren and our wives and daughters and the next generation will suffer the murder and raping that the communists brought to Russia and China in 1917 and Russia in 1946 in China. That's what's coming. But our leaders don't have enough sense to demand that these votes be counted in the open. So we put in this letter, this 9-page letter here, the emergency, it's openlettertodonaldtrump.com/emergency. We put in this letter the three Supreme Court decisions. We tell you where to go, which is watchthevoteusa.com. The only place, we sent it to the Presidential Election Commission that was short-lived. And quite frankly, those people on that, I couldn't get, of course, none of us could get to President Trump because understandably they got him surrounded with all kinds of gatekeepers, some of which are bad will, some of which are good will. All those people running that presidential election, especially the, I can't remember right now, the fellow who was the Secretary of State of Kansas, didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know what they were doing, and you couldn't get to them to help them know what they were doing. They had the, were right at the verge of exposing this whole thing, but they didn't know what they're doing. And then this guy in Kansas, whose name is I forget, got beat by computer fraud. All over the country, we have people. The most obvious is Bevin. Governor Bevin got defeated by computer fraud in Kentucky. That's a whole other story. One of the greatest missed opportunities of all time. So I don't care who's mad at me. I don't care who likes me. We are losing the country because our conservative leaders are too stupid to demand that our vote not be brought in the back room and counted by the enemies of our country, namely those behind the five TV networks. I know Sean Hannity and Tucker and Laura and Greg Gutfeld and Waters are good, but the owners of Fox, the Murdochs, are as much an enemy of this country as any of the people, Zucker or any of the people running the other networks. They've covered this stuff up for 40 years or as long as Fox has been in existence. Same with CNN. Same with the big networks. Our leaders are too stupid to demand that the votes be counted in public at the local precinct before the ballots leave the people. Site. Before the ballots leave the site of the people. All right. Everything's in the letter. I've said enough. But right, I'm telling you people who listen to this, and get this to President Trump if you can. President Trump, so there's a certain tendency which he does well to not show weakness. There's no reason to show, this is not showing weakness. This is saying because of this massive in-your-face theft of this presidential election, we got woken up to these three evil companies, Dominion, ES&S, and Hart. And we got to alert the whole country right now. And the next election, of course there's no mail-in ballots. That's a formula by crooks for crooks. Every mail-in ballot is illegal the minute it's mailed in because you can't tell what happened to it. In a courtroom sense, the chain of custody, the chain of evidence is broken. You need everyone to vote like it used to be on election day at your poll, breathing person with an ID, and those ballots don't leave that room until they're dumped out and counted. If we need to, what do we got, a $90 billion federal foreign aid budget? We need to put $2 billion probably, but even if it's $5 million, we need, $2 billion, even if it's $5 billion, we have to put that into the local boards of elections so we got enough people selected from that neighborhood to count all the votes in the open on video and streamed over the internet. We can now do that. As Ben Carson said after the last election, we could count votes honestly if we wanted to. That's what has to happen. And then these monsters behind ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and Fox, and behind these three companies, Dominion, ES&S, and Hart, would not be able to control the elections anymore. It would be done by the people in each neighborhood precinct like it used to be. And then you got to check at the counties, because the other things these election crooks do is everybody does honest work at the local level, like the Iowa caucus, and they fix it at the county level or the state level, and nobody checks it. So you'd have to check that, and you have to assume anybody in the election process, even me, is a crook. You must assume and treat everyone like a crook. That's what you do at a bank, and that's how you keep an honest banks, and that's how you keep an honest election. All right, this is Jim Conda Jr. This is Jim Conda Jr. I'm usually a nicer guy than this, but I cannot stand the brain deadness of our leaders selling our children and grandchildren. I got four grandchildren between 1 and 5, and maybe a lot of you have grandchildren or know people that are of age 1 and 5. These kids think there's some adults that have their hands on the wheel of this country, and we don't. Our leaders have betrayed us because they don't want to be attacked by the media that is our sworn enemy anyway. They don't want to be attacked by the media and get a bad reputation. Well, forget about your image. Stand up for the kids and grandkids that think some adults have their hands on the wheel, and we don't. Have a nice day. This is Jim Conda Jr. from Watch the Vote USA, Election Night Gatekeepers, and also from openlettertodonaldtrump.com. And you find all this stuff, if you're hearing this elsewhere, at openlettertodonaldtrump.com/emergency. Thanks for listening.